Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's Rico Beard. Did you know the Valenti Show with Rico is not just a radio show, but also a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Catch the full episode, listen to individual hours, or just jump straight to the highlights. Open up your favorite podcast app, search for Valenti Show with Rico, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way on your time.
So you think if there's 10 of them, I think it'll be more than two. In fact, if there's 11 of them, I think there'll be four.
Oh.
Not quite sure why. Let's get to your phone calls. Brandon in Clinton Township, you're next on 97 on the Ticket. What's up, Brandon?
What's going on, fellas? Hey. I got the Lions winning tonight, man. It's a revenge tour. This is the game that we got to win, man. It's a biggest statement in the NFL, man, because this team is so annoying. I was at the game where Baltimore kicked 7 field goals to beat the Lions back in 2013. This we gonna win tonight, man. First team to 30, we gonna win by a field goal tonight. Revenge game.
You know, they're not free. They don't forget this one. And this game has been referenced all week long by players that they got beat badly in Baltimore last time.
I'm trying to figure out if that's relevant information. You know, that was,
well, the quarterback certainly likes to remember things.
Yeah, it's a couple years ago. But, hey, look, it could matter to them. It could matter to them.
Look at this weekend. This weekend, it's been a lot of crazy games that happened Sunday, man. You know, blocked field goals and Green Bay losing by a field goal to Cleveland. Like, anything can happen. It's football. Anything, any given Sunday.
Well, hold on. Let me be clear on something, Brandon. I certainly think the Lions have a great shot to win this game. It's by no stretch of the imagination do I think it's impossible.
But you've said it's not for you. It's not your 51 tells you that they lose. You stated, I don't know if it's emphatic, but you're like, yeah, Baltimore's going to win this game.
Baltimore's going to win the game, but I think it's going to be a play. I think it's going to be, we're going to have one of those shows tomorrow where we're talking a lot about a player or a moment or a sequence late in the game. Okay, believe it or not, ESPN's NFL experts have picked this game, and there's 11 of them on ESPN.com.
There are 11.
Okay. There are 11. Two of the 11 took the Lions.
And was Dan on one of them?
No.
Oh.
You have to watch to get his tonight.
He's not among the 11 here?
No, and in fact, I got to be honest.
You haven't heard of half of these people?
I haven't. I just Google searched one. Let me Google search the other.
Anybody named Newt?
Nobody named Newt. All right. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. So do you know who Caller is?
Who, what's that?
Caller.
Caller?
For ESPN. Senior NFL reporter, Kaylin Caller. Have you ever heard of her?
No.
Okay.
It's a her?
Yep.
Okay.
She's got the Lions. Do you know who Theory is?
Austin Theory?
No. It's Lindsay Theory.
Oh, Lindsay Theory. Okay.
She's got the Lions. All the rest of them, Bell, Bowen, Clay, Fowler, Graziano, Maldonado, Moody, Reed, Wickersham.
Wickersham.
Yep.
How many women, though?
The Lions have 2 of the 3 women. Way to go, girls.
Hello, ladies.
2 of the 3. Now, to look at who is their best so far this year. Are they doing outright or are they doing it? They're just doing outright, it looks like. So far, the best of these writers is Clay. He's 35-12.
And 12 losses, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, he's still the best.
I'm just fine. I'm just saying, it's just 12 losses. He's not right all the time. just like Lamar hasn't been perfect on against the NFC.
Graziano is the worst. He's 28-19 straight.
You don't have to tell me that.
Gator knew that.
Come on.
So, Kalen Kaller and Lindsey Theory, the two that take the Detroit Lions to win this game.
Gator and the Chicks.
Yep.
That's how it whirls.
Gator, you made a great point, though. Jared Goff has been really good in primetime games as well, and I think that's going to be kind of brushed over because Lamar is so good in primetime games. They forget that, hey, our quarterback does well when the lights are on as well.
On Monday and Thursday night games, he's got a quarterback rating of 105.6. And it's like 19 games or something. It's not a small amount of games.
You guys got me to agree that this might matter, that they might be lights on. And, you know, as the debate went back and forth, because I was like, I'm not sure this Lamar stat matters. And you guys said, so some guys are good in the postseason, some guys aren't. If that matters, then Monday night should matter. Like the context or the environment should matter in terms of if you believe that there's such thing as a playoff performer, the same argument can be made that there's a Monday night performer. But Goff is good. You're right. Goff is good, and Goff was so good last week. I expect it to be a close game. Guard, center, guard is what I'm watching when the Lions have the football, because last week they ran it. Baltimore might be susceptible to the run. I'm sure they'd love to run the football down Baltimore's throat. Long time sustained drives, keep Baltimore's offense off the field. But, you know, there's the turnover thing that people bring up. The Lions have a very opportunistic defense that does take advantage of opposing teams. They put the ball into harm's way. Lions have been very good. Twitter poll, are the Lions going to defeat the Ravens? Over 1,000 votes now. 52.6% of you say no. 47.4% say yes. 248-539-9797. On Twitter, Marlon writes, the Lions absolutely have a chance to beat the Ravens. If they can just contain the run and not turn the ball over, they should have no issue scoring points. I think it'll be shootout. Final score, Lions 33, Baltimore 27. What else here? From Villain.
Oh.
Jake Bates, walk-off field goal.
Take it.
Yep, I would too.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, it's Mike Valeni. Did you know The Valeni Show with Rico is not just a radio show, it's also a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search The Valeni Show with Rico, hit the follow button to get every minute of this show your way and on your time.
How you feel about the Lions special teams?
I think they have maybe the best punter in the league, and I think that their kicker is awfully good too.
Mm-hmm.
The return games, kind of untested at this point.
Yeah, I'd like to see the linebacker break one. I think him. I don't know that anybody else is paying attention to the fact that the Lions have a backup linebacker returning kickoffs, and they won't notice until he takes one to the house.
Yeah, from that standpoint, I'd rather see Khalif Raymond returning kicks.
Would you?
Yeah, because you're able to, the way that the rules are enforced now, kick returning is part of the game now, where it wasn't as much last year. No, they're adding a new wrinkle. If you don't kick it in a certain zone, then the ball comes out to the 40 or whatever. That's it's a hell of a lot closer. So because they're trying to get more kick returns, why not have your better guys return kicks as opposed to a backup linebacker who may or may not have played a little bit of running back in the day. I want Khalif Raymond. That's how he made it onto this roster in the first place.
248-539-9797. Doug Karsh, Scott Anderson. Lions going to win this game.
I got great news for you.
I could use some great news.
Yeah. That James Madison, Georgia State game you were wondering about is going to be 3:30 on Saturday on ESPN Plus.
This Saturday? Wait, is it this Saturday or next Saturday?
It's
a week from Saturday.
Oh, sorry, a week from Saturday. Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry.
All right.
Their play-by-play guy's going to be pissed. He's a noon guy too, Doug.
Yeah. If you missed it earlier, Michigan, Wisconsin, October 4th, nooner, Michigan State, Nebraska, 4 p.m. Out in Lincoln. Spartan fans, still like that trip. Even though somebody called me a donkey walking to the stadium before the game.
They really call you a donkey?
Well, they used another term for it.
Mule?
Like Jack Frost, but not quite?
Yeah, exactly. People accuse me of being Connor Stallions.
Were you wearing sunglasses?
I was.
Oh.
Were you taking notes?
No, I was just walking to the game.
And were you signaling?
Bald guy with sunglasses, and they assume it's... So, and then one of them proceeded to call me a jackass. I just kept walking.
Try to get the attention of a coordinator?
You know the whole saying that just ignore them?
Yeah.
I was really good. I just kept going. But you know what? I don't know why, but when I walk to the games with Jansen, it doesn't happen.
No?
No.
Nobody's yelling at a guy who's 6'7"?
Yeah, they don't. Not apparently as
much. Imposing figure?
Yeah, that's not going to happen on Market with John. But still, it's a great venue, great stadium, great campus. It really does feel like a Big Ten town. People say there's nothing to do there, and I would like, you know what? Their nightlife scene isn't bad. I don't know what it's like as a student, so I'm not hanging out in the student areas.
Well, you got to get there. That's a thing, because typically you're flying into Omaha, not into Lincoln. So you're, an hour and a half outside of it?
Lincoln does have an airport big enough to land a Delta jet carrying a bigger one, but I'm not sure how many direct flights there are to or from Lincoln. Yeah, probably not. But anyway, so Spartan fans, if you're thinking about going, if you've never been, I like that trip. And you've never been, right?
No.
Yeah, I like that trip a lot. So... Did you have any problem staying up?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Apply,
Hey, it's Mike Valeni. Did you know the Valeni Show with Rico is not just a radio show, it's also a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Valeni Show with Rico, hit the follow button to get every minute of this show your way and on your time. We'll be right back.